We're about to light up season 3 of Drifter's Sympathy on Feral Audio. Episode 1 is called Dawn of Individuation, which rolls the clock back to right when you decide who you want to be and the kinds of early decisions that, for better or worse, completely mold the rest of the shape of your life. And episode 2 is going to be called Loner Legends, sort of an attempt to define who the underdog really is and their role in history and culture and art. Season 3 drops on October 23rd. This is Emil Amos. Check out Drifter Sympathy on feralaudio.com.
All right, time for some real talk, ladies. Finding a pair of jeans is a nightmare.
Also, it's super expensive to find a great pair of jeans.
Exactly. It's super expensive. And as we all know, all of our bodies are bad and wrong, which means it's almost impossible to find a pair that fits.
Ugh, frustrating.
That's where Distilled comes in. Distilled offers luxury grade denim at an affordable price, and they guarantee the fit, which means they'll ship them to you for free and give you free returns until you find the perfect pair.
And listen, Distilled utilizes the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and the middlemen. Hello.
I love your ad voice.
Thank you.
It's really sexy.
Thank you.
You can find their amazing selection of outerwear, leather jackets, t-shirts, and more using the same principles of high-grade materials at low-end costs.
You know who's wearing Distilled?
Who?
Celebs. I know.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I love celebs. Just go to distilled.com and use the promo code FEARL at checkout to get 20% off your first pair. That's distilled.com, DSTLD.com, and promo code FEARL, FEARAL. That's just 5 letters, DSTLD.com.
Feral Audio.
Oh my gosh, hi!
Oh my gosh, hello!
We always love to make a dynamic entrance.
Yeah, that was a choreographed dance that
That's
we just
a choreographed
did.
Dance.
Did you like it?
Guys, how are you doing?
Yes. This is amazing. I can't believe how many thousands of people are here, and this is unbelievable.
And we constantly are making millions from our pod.
Yeah. If anything, we do this podcast because it's incredibly lucrative.
It's lucrative. But just kind of to get a little bit of a feel, how many of you guys are fans of Reductress? That's like what, a third of the people
a third
here?
Of the people. And who then, here is a fan of the Mouse Team podcast? Oh my gosh, that's like a whole nother thousand.
Yeah, the thousands of people who are fans, it's our reality.
Yeah,
some people say, is it your fantasy? And we say, no.
It's our reality.
It's our reality.
We say nay.
We say no. So for those of you guys who don't know, Reductress is a women's magazine. We work there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Quan.
And I'm Zawan.
And we just would like to ask you one question.
Are you ready to see a podcast?
Yay! All right, let's just dive right
in. We are recording a podcast, even though there are thousands of you. Remember, like, you can laugh loud and
you're all part of it.
This is on all of us to make happen.
It's on you.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Open wide, it's mouth time with Reductress.
I'm Quan.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths.
On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
We totally colluded, so everyone just chill.
We talk about why it's totally worth it to collude.
Yes, bitch. It's the 1-year anniversary of Trump's win, so we will tell you how to stop thinking about politics and start thinking about impossible beauty standards.
And we sit down with actor, writer, and stand-up Janine Garofalo.
Yes! We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and one big staircase just going up and one even longer going down and one more leading nowhere just for show.
Three escalators. Eat it up.
That's a Fiddler on the Roof reference.
What a crazy day.
day today.
I know. Today is really crazy.
Wild.
We had an election last night.
Yeah.
We had an election a year ago.
It's like, what? Is this like an annual or biannual thing? It's nuts.
It's so crazy. I'm like, it's too many.
It's too many elections.
I say too many.
People are always like, not enough. And it's like, bitch, it's too many.
It's too many elections.
Yeah. I mean, it's November 8th.
Yes, which means it's exactly 1 year ago today that I got in trouble for trying to use a voting booth as a dressing room.
That's right. That's right. They're the same shape and size, so it's easy mistake to make.
They are. And for me, it's like when it came down to politics, I just needed to change into tights.
Yes, it starts to get cold right around this time of year.
It really does.
You have to adapt. I mean, the system, I'll say it, it's fucked.
You just have to come out and say it. Sometimes you have to just look at politics right in the face and say, you are fucked. It's time to meet the fuckers. I didn't even get to vote, though.
Oh my god, you didn't?
No.
Who were you going to vote for?
I was
going to
vote for Bernie Sanders.
Oh, that's too bad. Chad really wanted me to vote for Andy Sambler.
Oh my god!
His movies are so many of them. But I was like, you're not the best of me, which is funny because in many ways he is.
Yeah.
My boyfriend Chab in so many ways is the boss of me.
It's actually important for boys to be the boss of you and for to tell you who to vote for. Like when boys loved Bernie Sanders.
I mean, these two
like,
boys are talking at full volume just right on the front row, which I think
is actually really I'm excited to announce this, but while we're doing a podcast up here, these two gentlemen are actually also doing a podcast in the front row.
And because they're closer to you, I actually am absolutely certain that you're really getting more of their podcast than ours. And they've earned it. They for sure have fucking earned it. So thank you guys for doing
really
that.
Insane.
That's really good. You know what? And I just want to bring it right back to why we're here. The Sambler clan. They are so talented.
I love the Samblers. Bertie Sambler, Andy Sambler.
Kerbal Sambler.
Kerbal Sambler.
He has done such good work at KFC.
He founded KFC and then he launched a very amazing line of Sambler men.
He founded KFC back in, I'm going to say 1776.
That's right.
And then from there it just was a long line of Sambler greatness.
There are so many Samblers.
Oh.
Who did you vote for?
I didn't vote. The line was super long, and I was like, if I'm gonna wait on a line, I'm gonna wait at Sephora.
That's actually such a good point.
Yeah, politics is about priorities, so.
Yeah, politics is fucked, but it's also about priorities.
And sometimes it's about realizing, this isn't my priority.
Yeah, I don't really care who people voted for, as long as they didn't vote for my fucking bitch-ass stepmom, Jill Stein.
Oh my god, I always forget that your stepmom is Jill Stein, and then I see all the stacks of money that she's eating, and it's like, that's right.
Yeah, she totally ate all that recount money. It was so fucking disgusting to watch.
Don't worry. I would never vote for a woman.
Oh my god, I would never vote for a woman. It's not safe.
Like, what would a woman press do if she got her period?
Okay, this is what I keep saying. Like, you don't want to vote for women because if a woman press got her period, she'd be like, everybody must take a sip from my diva cup.
Yeah,
like, that's disgusting.
Yeah, like, women presidents are constantly doing
exactly.
That.
Exactly, it's so annoying.
Like, that's what you always ask me to do, and it's like, Dakota, you are not the pres of me.
Exactly. If a woman president would be like, hear ye, ye shall now slurp my period, for I am a woman president, and this makes sense.
What a bitch.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, totally. I mean, so yeah. I didn't get to vote.
Yeah.
I guess neither did you.
No, I didn't. But now we have a prize, like, looter or whatever. I was like, but it literally doesn't even matter because, like, who hasn't colluded?
Collusion is actually a totally normal thing.
Yeah, like, everybody has colluded.
People get to do it whenever they want, even though it's completely against the law.
Yeah, and actually that brings us to today's amazing theme.
We colluded. Get over it.
Like, we did collude.
Okay, jigs up.
Yeah, like, we did it. We're not ashamed. Like, we did collude, and we did it to get free moisturizer from Sephora.
But it's not what you think. We'll just explain ourselves.
Yeah. It's not, like, bad collusion.
No. It's completely different.
Basically,
we set up a meeting with Russia.
With Russia.
And then we kind of said,
there was a lot of stuff talked at the meeting.
Yeah.
Like, we were talking about adoption.
Yeah.
We were talking talking about, like, politics, like, the Kremlin, whatever.
We talked about hats, and then we were like, it's cold here, my skin is dry.
A little chapped. But it was kind of like a side conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
the reason why we had a meeting.
No. Like, we weren't, like, going to Russia to, like, get free shit from Sephora. Like,
no,
that's crazy. But
no.
We did kind of slip it in at the end of the meeting.
Yeah. Just, we were like, bye. And then we were like, wait.
Yeah.
And then we were like, like, you know, just kind of patting our cheeks, being like, and then the winking for them to kind of know.
And then we kept going, like, feel.
I kept taking Russian politicians' hands and just jamming it into my cheek.
Feel.
Like, and then they were like, you know, giving me a confused look, and it's like, you know what I'm asking.
Yeah,
like, don't make me say it out loud, because then it's illegal.
So then, basically, we were responsible for, like, putting all this fake news on Facebook or whatever, whatever, and then
we got free moisturizer!
It was free.
It was really good.
But now, like, things are pretty flopped, and we feel like it's primarily our fault.
Yeah, so I guess we would like to say sorry.
Not sorry.
Sorry, bitch, my face looks snatched.
Yeah, I look amazing. My skin has never been smoother.
Oh my god, is it time for our next segment?
Yes, you guys, it's time for our amazing next segment that I am somehow already hungry for at 11 a.m., even though I ate a big breakfast at 10:45.
The mouthwash! Oh my gosh, this is where we take a headline, grind it up into a powder, and then put it in a shake that's not for eating.
No, just for show.
Don't you fucking dare.
Do it.
You'll get
so sick. And this week's headline is 4 exercises to get your mind off politics and back on beauty standards.
Ugh, this is a great piece.
I love this piece.
It's an incredible
piece.
It's smart.
It is, because I just feel like everybody's so wrapped up in, like, they're trying to shiver healthcare. Like, we've had 2 of the deadliest mass shootings in American history in the past day. Like, and it's like, why don't you just think about, like, how fucked up you look?
Yeah. Like, instead of healthcare, how about you think about thigh gaps? How about that?
Exactly. Like, think about how a thigh gap is so hard to attain.
Yeah. Like, what's harder to get? Universal healthcare or that sweet, sweet thigh gap?
Right.
What should be harder to attain? That's when you start kind of going into the place where you're not supposed to go, and then you gotta get yourself back to impossible beauty standards.
Okay, like, worried about gun control? Just remember that you actually cannot shrink your pores.
No, you can lessen the appearance of them. But then people fucking tell you all the time, they're like, shrink your pores. Like, this will shrink your pores. And it's like, it's a lie.
You can fill them. And then you cover them.
You can cover them with foundation.
That is physically impossible.
And you can ask a scientist this. In fact, I beg you to ask a scientist about your pores.
I beg of you.
I picked that up in Russia.
Oh, yeah, in Russia, everybody's like, I beg of you.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so how about instead of thinking, like, Ivanka Trump, why? Like, instead of thinking about that, think about how your specific body type can't fit into jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
jeans are made for many bodies.
And somehow never yours.
Not yours.
Like, you see everyone wearing jeans every single day, and sometimes you'll look at someone and you're like, where did you get those jeans? And the answer is literally 100% of the time, Zara.
It's always Zara.
And you always go to Zara and you're like, what is this fucking Maze Runner? Which I have never seen, but I assume it's about running through a maze.
It is.
And that's what I feel like when I'm at
Zara. It's a fast fashion maze.
Yeah, fast fashion maze where, you know, people who are forced to make the clothes are sewing notes of help into the clothing. And then you go there and you try on the exact same jeans and you're like, we have the same body shape. And somehow you look like a dump.
And the notes from the workers are usually just like, you're not going to fit in this, you fat bitch.
Yeah. But they're going through a thing, so, like, it's okay for them to be mean as fuck.
Exactly. They can do whatever they want. And finally, like, I don't know, it's just like this whole Russia solar election thing. Like, if you're just thinking about that,
you're like,
Russia literally stole our dark tone. Like, they stole it, they interfered in democracy. Just remember that your body and your face are bad.
Yeah. It's a quick fix to get your mind off of politics.
It's a really good distraction.
Yeah, just look in the mirror and think, damn it.
Yeah,
and that's kind of a real good.
Yeah. I love to just look in the mirror and go,
It feels so good to finally get my mind off of all these dumb politics.
I know, right? Like, it's so fucking good to ignore one fucking dumb thing and just worry about some other fucking dumb thing for once.
Amen, bitch.
And that's democracy.
You guys, are you ready for our incredible guest?
Yeah.
Yes.
This is so exciting.
I mean, you know her from everywhere.
Yeah, you literally know her from absolutely everything. She's a comedian, actor, writer, icon. Welcome to stage, Janine Garofalo!
Super high stool.
I know.
For those of you guys who are listening in here and you can't see because this is a podcast, there's a stool.
Also, yeah. She is not happy.
Oh, no. Yeah.
There's a mean that fucking face, bitch behind
that
us. Face says, what's going on? It said it was sold out.
Yeah.
And yet, that's,
I know.
Her face is like,
I know. This face
what,
is definitely
that doesn't look
that.
What? Does language mean nothing anymore?
Yeah, I know. I mean, for those people who are listening at home, the website did say
oh,
that this is
right.
sold
they're
out.
Just, it's just audio. The mm-hmm. behind our necks is a photo of the founder of Union Hall.
Martha Union.
Mrs. Havisham.
Guys.
Mrs. Havisham. From,
Martha
from the novel.
Union.
From the novel.
She's so fine.
The benevolent benefactor of Pip.
Mm-hmm.
In great expectations.
Yes. Yeah. Please, sir.
I believe. I think. She's,
and she died.
That's her wedding dress right there.
Yeah. She died of a broken butt.
She broke it.
Most
everybody's,
people died,
everybody's is broken if you think about it because it's in two. I don't know if it was
yeah,
supposed to be
it.
In two pieces, of, but it's most people's. I don't like this kind of vulgar talk,
no.
But that most people's buttocks, it seems to be divided. I don't know if it's broken.
This is
I hate
this
talking
is
about
science.
Division. It's vulgar.
No,
it's
this is
time for unity.
Let's stop the partisanship
yeah.
with our derrieres. Let's stop
yeah.
the partisanship.
It used to be one butt.
I know. And now it's divisive. But having said that, I'm all for the divisiveness when it comes to the current, the type of people
mm-hmm.
who have prototemporal frontal lobe syndrome, which is, I'm saying conservatives, Republicans, libertarians, their frontal lobe does not process information. It's neurological.
And as a doctor, what's your plan?
I'm not a doctor, but I do read Scientific American at the airport if my plane is delayed.
Oh my God.
And I read about prototemporal frontal lobe syndrome, which is sometimes mimics early Alzheimer's or just people, their executive function of the brain. That's why when you see at rallies, for Trump or people like that, young people, you're like, what's going on?
What's
it's
happening?
It's prototemporal frontal lobe syndrome.
Their brains are broken.
Because it's less understandable than an elderly person who
their brain
more
looks like a butt, and that's
oh.
the problem.
Yeah, they have a butt brain.
I don't know about that, because I didn't see a picture in Scientific American when
okay.
the claim was delayed.
That's why
but
I don't read it.
I do think that there's a reason, that this coming together stuff, I don't want to build a bridge with people like that. It is incumbent upon them to come to reasonable people. And it's not always incumbent upon the reasonable people. I mean, there's more that separates us than connects us.
I know no, I totally agree.
Guy Fieri said that.
When I...
Guy Fieri said that.
Guy Fieri did say that, and then he was
I think.
You know,
it says a lot.
When I was
breaking
up with my boyfriend, I was like, you have to come to me, by which I meant you have to prove to me that we should still be dating, and that was a good way to not find any middle ground. We did end up...
But there is no middle ground when you're talking about... And also, I do not like it when the Trump voter is quantified as a decent, hardworking American. That is, there's no efficacy whatsoever to that statement.
No.
The word decent should have no truck with the rest of that sentence, because there's no evidence to support that. They seem to be unrestrained id. Yeah, all of it. There's, and I'm not being flippant or facetious. It's just, this is just a fact. I didn't even read that in Scientific American. This is just, I just know that. They're not decent. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they've got hate in their heart.
It's that they do. They
yep.
they have a, it's, like I said, it's neurological.
It's a detached
lobe. It's neuroscience people.
Yeah, it's Neuroscience 101. Wake up, you fuckos.
I don't like the vulgarity and the profanity. I know you're young.
Yeah,
I know you're young.
Love
young people,
you.
Young people like profanity. I don't know what it is.
It just feels so good.
They're very comfortable with it. And also, I've noticed a lot of younger people are very comfortable with the P word. And I don't like this kind of talk. But
pizza.
Not pizza. Platitudes. I'm talking about an anatomical region of the body. I've noticed a lot of younger comics use the, and again, I don't like this kind of talk, use the P word very freely.
The pizza.
Which hits my ear. No, I wish it was pizza. I wish it was pizza. But it's something that leads to nihilism and moral decay. I'm talking about the lower regions.
The
human being.
Oh, you're from
your maidenhead. Yes.
Your maidenhead.
Yes, there's a freeness with a word that is used for your maidenhead.
I think I know the word you're talking about. Pizza.
Like I said, I wish it was. I wish it was pizza.
You know how women, though, always have this thing where they're like, I wish you would eat out my pizza.
Oh. Is the word out in that sense? It's like, I wish you would eat my pizza.
Yeah, because you
want
to go to a restaurant and do it.
And yeah.
Maybe I've misunderstood the whole situation. Maybe the problem is I was wrong all along about what people were talking about.
That may be true. Maybe they were
that
just
may
talking
be very
about
true.
Delicious pizza.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know any. I'm dumb because I've never been on a delayed flight. And I have no time to catch up on reading.
You know what? Then fly Delta. I would say Delta would be your best bet
for
a delayed flight.
This podcast is brought to you by Delta. Oh my gosh. Okay, well, thank you so much for being here.
Oh, okay.
Bye. We just had to say that because we
don't want to forget to say thank you.
Thank you.
No,
because we came out, we started talking, we all started talking right away. Stay here. Don't leave.
Oh, okay.
Once you get off that stool, there's
something
over.
Happens. Yeah.
No, but I felt like you came out, we started talking right away, and I wanted to say thank you so much for being here.
And I also wanted to say thank you.
Yes, this is so exciting.
At your sold out podcast.
I know.
You're sold out. I mean, it is packed. It is close in here. The air is close.
It's crazy.
In here. It's like a Victorian surgery where people are jostling for places to watch a leg being.
No matter which way you slice it, the website said it was sold out, and the website was right.
The website never lies. But
I mean, you can hear it. You can hear how many people
folks
in this room.
Thousands.
Thousands of crowd members.
We were just like racking our brain on what we wanted to talk with you about, because you know sometimes it's a discovery, but people know so much about you because you are so famous.
You're giving me far too much credit. I think the 90s were good. I don't know that in the aughts that there is my Q rating is as high as it once was. I'm not saying that's a value neutral statement, although it does hurt my feelings. But I have no social media platforms, so you might as well be dead.
That's right. You
don't have any.
You are not.
There's a fake me
online.
Tweeting and a fake Facebook me. It is not me, and a fake Instagram. I don't know.
Does that
why,
bother
but,
you?
A little bit. It seems strange.
I think it's. I think it's weird too.
It is unusual, but I don't tweet or do any of that, and it and sometimes I'll somebody on the street will say, you know, usually it's no offense, but you look like Janine Garofalo. There's a no offense that goes around, and I always say none taken. And then sometimes they will say, no offense, but you look like Janine Garofalo. And then they'll, whatever happened to her? Like, because they don't know that it's me.
They were surprised the name even came out of their
but
mouth.
And
they're
like,
whatever happened to her? And I feel like saying, you know, I don't know. I think she works at an animal shelter. She volunteers now full time.
Spreads the rumors. So they know that, they assume that it's not you, but they still assume that you're an expert on where she might be.
No. They're using, that's more
that's
of an inner monologue spoken out loud to them. Like they're saying it, and not in an unkind way. They're just saying,
like, huh.
What would happen to her? That, you know.
With
you're
Teddy?
Like, she's a saint. She just gives her time.
Yeah, she works
in
a not-for-profit bookstore, an animal shelter.
She reads science.
Amnesty International. She has a clipboard and a windbreaker.
She works
at
an animal bookstore.
Usually she's outside of Trader Joe's. Usually that's what's happened to Janine Groff. Theoretically, none of that's happened. I won't even go to Trader Joe's. The line. Get a sister.
Crazy. You have to shop the interior and then shop the exterior as you wait in line.
It's you know what, they gotta get a system. It's loosey-goosey, and sometimes people try and squank in. Like at the airport.
Yeah,
they
that's
try and
true.
Squank in at
those,
the front.
Those moms.
They try and squank in, just like at the airport, and you say, are you zone one? Have a seat.
Yeah.
Are you zone one? For the airport, they haven't even pandered
wow,
to the military yet.
Wow, that's a real
yet.
Delta vernacular.
Sit down. Have not even pandered to the military. Sit down.
I give
not
a
zone
really
one.
Dirty
I'm not mad at any of you. I just feel the Trader Joe's and the zone system for airplanes. There needs to be someone who needs to be a bit of a Napoleon. I'm sorry, I said it there.
Maybe
somebody
that
has to be a bit of a Napoleon.
Do you think that could be you?
This.
Maybe that's the next step.
Well, you know, I don't like bullies.
Mm-hmm.
I
but
don't
you,
like
but
bullies.
You want one to
but
try
I
your
would like, I would like Chris Christie in this one capacity. Because he is tough. He's a bit of a bully. And actually, he's going to be on your show next. And so he's a bully. And you know what? He's an apple bob. We were talking about body types earlier.
Yeah.
And I have compassion for him, not just because I'm from New Jersey.
He's an apple,
I'm an apple
all
too.
Over. Yeah.
We're both apples.
I see him as more of a beautiful hourglass.
Well, he's voluptuous. He's curvy.
He's very curvy.
He's curvy.
Beach photos?
Yeah.
I was like, no wonder you want to be alone on that beach. If there were other people there, they'd be like, ooh.
Yeah, he needs to embrace his curve. It's empowering. Embrace your curves,
yes.
Chris. It's empowering.
This is really important to
that's why he belts it here. He belts
yeah.
it.
Yeah. An apple always knows that an empire waste is a good.
Yes, as does Ms. Havisham.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's from the Restoration era. I didn't finish Great Expectations. I'm not quite sure what... I know a little bit about a lot of things, but I don't know if it's the Restoration era that Great Expectations is from.
No one's ever
is it Edwardian, Victorian, Restoration? I'm not quite sure.
Does anyone know?
It is
I'm going to go with
Victorian.
Let's just say this. Dickensian.
Ooh.
How about that? It's
now that deserves a round of applause.
Dickensian.
Did you hear all those thousands of people applauding?
I know, because there's so many. There's so many. You guys, sit down. Sit down.
Why?
Please. Sit down. I know there's not enough seats for everybody, but sit on the floor if you have to, because it's just... packed.
It's yeah. so bad. It's dangerous. If
somebody's going to knock over that lamp back there.
Frankly, it's very dangerous.
Oh my gosh, Quan.
Oh my gosh, Dakota.
You know how like sometimes you want to stay on top of the trends and also find out about new amazing products, but you just have like no time to shop?
Have you been reading my diary?
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Well, don't tell anyone.
I already did.
Well, what I most recently was writing about in my diary is how I'm obsessed with my newest subscription box, FabFitFun.
Yes, FabFitFun is truly amazing. It's a seasonal subscription box for busy women to discover brands and products for a life well lived.
It comes to you 4 times a year. That's seasonal, bitch. And you get over $200 worth of products for $49.99.
It's honestly so amazing. We got sent a couple boxes and opening them up was the most fun we've had in
years. I literally am wearing the poncho that was in there right now because yes, that's right. Part of being fab is fashion, baby. I had a poncho. I had these incredible aloe socks that were so cute and so fuzzy.
I'm wearing my socks right now. I also got an amazing pillow spray, which
oh
I'm going to use tonight.
Yes.
I got a Hava hand moisturizer, which is a brand I absolutely love.
There was a coconut hair mask, a Kate Somerville exfoliation something serum, something you put it on your face in the shower. Dakota.
Yes.
Everything was full size. It's not like one of those subscription boxes where you open it up and you're like, is this for a dog?
Like, yeah, like, what
tiny.
Am I going to do with this tiny little bottle?
Like, tiny. Is this for, like, what, a Thumbelina? Is
Thumbelina.
This a box for Thumbelina? No, this is a box for adult-ass women.
Yes, we're talking full size, baby. I kept taking out what I thought was the last thing in the box, but then
that
there
box
was
just
more.
Kept giving. Oh, there was also a mug.
There was a mug.
Oh, if you love mugs, please tweet at It's Mouth Time with hashtag mugs, mugs, mugs. It's time for mugs.
Or if you want to go online and get yourself a FabFitFun box.
Ooh, that's a better idea.
Yeah, even better. All you have to do is go to FabFitFun.com to subscribe. And because you're listeners of this amazing podcast, all you have to do is use promo code MOUTHTIME for $10 off your first box. That's FabFitFun.com, promo code MOUTHTIME for $10 off. off your first box.
That's mind-blowing because that means that that's a box valued at $200 for $39.99. Ugh, I can't wait for every single person I know to go to fabfitfun.com and use promo code MOUTHTIME to get $10 off their box. Now I have to go back and write more in my diary.
Not before I read it.
Wow.
Okay, so you say that the 90s were amazing, but the aughts have been whatever. But
well, I don't know, they were. I'm just saying for me personally, well, but luckily I didn't buy anything. I was fiscally prudent. I didn't buy anything.
But
I was making a very decent living in the 90s because it was the 90s. But my low self-esteem served me very well, and I thought, this is a fluke, and it was. It ended, and I didn't buy anything, so
wow.
So I'm sound.
You should buy a shirt. You should buy, like, a really cute top.
Oh, my God, yes.
Well,
or a hat.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
You would look amazing in a hat.
I did wear a hat here tonight.
A different hat? Buy a new
hat.
But
I did a hat. It's a Carhartt hat. But I didn't wear it on stage because I'm an AARP and I'm too old to do that. I'd like to wear a hat indoors, but you can't do it after a certain age. So I would say, young people, sew you wild hats while you may indoors, because after a certain age,
the young people come up to you and go, "Sorry, not allowed."
Well, it's just not in the same way with makeup. You know, you got to switch over to Bare Minerals after a certain age, kind of a no makeup makeup.
I'm actually really proud to publicly announce for the first time on the pod that I have a face allergy. And that, even I'm allergic to Bare Minerals. Even that.
Even Bare Minerals.
Yeah, I mean, it's so fucked up, and I know I never talk about it, but stearic acid, I'm allergic to it.
But there's nothing but just... Minerals.
I know.
It's a mineral.
That's what they want you to believe.
I actually would like to announce for the first time on this podcast that I don't have a face.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I can't believe it hasn't come up yet.
I just don't like to talk about it because it's awkward. I feel like people...
That's why you're doing a podcast.
Well, I told Dakota that I was allergic to stearic acid, and she said, "Let me see if I am." And then she put actual acid on her face, and now she doesn't have a face.
And that's the thing is, once you tell people that you don't have a face, you know that they're just looking at you thinking like, wow, I can't believe she doesn't have a face. And it's so awkward.
But it can be your identity. You know how people really like to claim food allergies as their identity,
and
that they're OCD and that they're quarter Cherokee, which is nobody is. Even though people like to say that a lot. I'm exhausted.
It's quarter
Cherokee, or anybody who just got back from Europe, they really like to slip that into conversation. They just, or if they were even just in England for a little bit, they'd say cheers for thanks.
Cheers.
Just so they go, oh, were you just... You were in English?
Cheers, I think, is the worst email sign-off, which I know might not be something that you totally interact with because you don't do email.
I don't, and nobody will believe. They won't believe me, but I don't.
I know you guys don't believe that, and I
promise you it's true. Some of you... that's not noble. It's just that I get a lot of anxiety. I tried for a while, but I don't. But there's... Nobody has ever believed me. Nobody listening. All the thousands of people in this room don't believe me.
It's worth it, though, not to get a cheers sign-off because then it's like... Like, this person who you're emailing with, presumably for a reason relating to you liking them, and you're like, well, now I have to fucking hate you. Yeah, it's really upsetting.
Don't you feel like by not having email, you're missing out on all of the emails that say, "Kay"?
Well, no, because I have a lot of social anxiety, it has worked out well. I'm the most chatty introvert you'll ever meet. Oddly, I'm very, social, antisocial.
I've seen an online quiz about this.
But if you don't have email, you'll never be invited anywhere again, which can be good news for you. You'll never have to think of a fake excuse again, because no one will ever invite you anywhere again.
Because they have to call you.
If they cannot do it via email.
Do you feel like it's made you understand who your real friends are, though? Because it's the people that will pick up the phone, or do your real friends not pick up the phone?
I don't know. I have no idea what it is, but it's worked out well for me because I don't have to say, I'm going to be in the Scottish Highlands. You know, and that's a good excuse because there's specificity to it and nobody would ever doubt it. So if you say, I can't make it to your destination wedding, I'm in the Scottish Highlands. And also that they have no cell service in the Scottish Highlands. So you can use that.
Famously.
And you're not on social media, so they'll never know.
Right. There's the fake me on social media, but the... What? I didn't get in touch with them.
She's always in the Scottish Highlands.
Yeah, she lives there. What's the vibe of fake social media you? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. I've just been told
about
it.
You just know that there is one. You don't know if she's, like, totally...
I think it's male. I think they've been told male.
You know what? I believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe that only a male would think that that's
malicious.
Okay.
I don't think it's malevolent. It's just an unusual... Yeah, thing.
That still feels like a violation to me, though.
It is, and somebody bought my name because it's spelled incorrectly. I was supposed to be a boy. My parents thought I was going to be a boy. I was going to be
and
Robert.
They were going to name you Jane.
Robert, and then I was born, and then it was going to be Roberta, and then luckily my mom's nurse was named Janine. And at the last minute, without even consulting my father, she wrote it the way it's not spelled, and then also Garofalo, which is a very, very common Italian last name. It's like Smith. Is spelled unusually too. So to buy the name, the person bought the name and they can use pictures of me and everything. It's a very strange thing.
That's crazy. That's so,
yeah. So I have to wait, so I guess, till like it wears off that they own the name.
And then you can
like
buy
that.
It back?
And then, I'm not gonna buy it.
Would you buy, you could buy just buy it and not do anything, but just like.
Listen, I gotta save money now. It's the odds. I can't be
it's
buying
the
my
odds.
Name. I don't know how much it goes for in 2017. I wouldn't think that
I'm
much,
sure it's,
but
I bet it's really expensive.
Is it?
Yeah.
How much is it to buy somebody's name? Or like domain, like a domain, whatever it is. I don't quite understand
it. Well, okay, so here's one like fun capitalism thing. I've
yeah.
heard that
oh,
like if you,
this.
If you're looking to see if a, if a domain has been taken and you type it in and it will like give you a certain price. But if you like keep checking to see if it's been taken, they'll start raising the price because they think that the interest is really high.
Oh.
And so something that would have been like $8 a year, like in minutes will become like $300 a year because they're like, oh, there's interest here. We can make money off
like,
of it.
Oh, there's 50.
And it's like, go daddy, more like no daddy.
Mm-hmm. No daddy.
That was a good one.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm
so
always
welcome.
Thinking about daddy
so
and I love
welcome.
To bring him up.
Daddy!
Yes. This one goes out to daddy. Wait, so okay, your name is Janine Garofalo, which
yes,
we did confirm just now. But
yes.
Your brother, Mark Ruffalo, has been really
Ruffalo, who is a derivative of Garofalo. Like I said, Garofalo is such a common name. There are so many derivatives of, I'm not saying he's derivative. I'm just saying
a lot of people
there's
that
tons of different like name that I think started as Garofalo at one
mm-hmm.
point and then through Ellis Island or whatever.
Became something else.
Right.
Became
something else.
He became Mark Ruffalo and you're Janine Garofalo.
Garofalo. It was actually even longer. It means carnation in Italian.
That's
beautiful.
That's crazy. So you have different names even though you're identical twins.
But on Adult Swim, they animated a Garofalo, which was
Wait.
Supposed to be on Family Guy. It was a hybrid of Mark Ruffalo.
Wow, I'm so fucking honored that we thought of something that Family Guy thought of first. It's honestly,
it's
a real moment for us on the
story.
Podcast. Yeah.
There's a
the
character,
yes.
The Garofalo. Yeah.
That seems like
yeah.
an honor to have like an homage to yourself.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with me.
I think it does.
I think it exists.
How
named
could it
after
not?
Although Tintin is exactly about me. That's a British show. Tintin. And also the Kathy cartoons.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Say your famous line.
Eck.
Yes. Yes.
I can't
oh
believe that
God.
Was based off of you. Actually, Sonic the Hedgehog is based off of me.
Really?
Yeah, not a lot of people know that. And also Sonic the Food Chain. Also based off of me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so inspiring.
Because you don't have a face?
Because they don't have a face. It was a fundraiser. They're like, we should start a fast food chain to fundraise for this person.
People
and
had to learn how to roller skate mm-hmm. just to get you a face.
Yeah, and they did do it. It was, you know, years and years ago, but it was done in the past knowing that someday in the future I would
you
burn
need.
My face off.
Yeah. And that's why psychics are so important to the economy.
Exactly. Like, we like to talk about, like, late capitalism or whatever, but psychics
yeah.
are so important.
They're so important.
Okay, so I know you keep saying that the odds have been bad for you, but you
no,
just
no, no,
did...
Not, that, I'm not saying that sounds like I'm... not... They're fine.
They've
it's
been
just
fine.
That there was a lot of work. There's not a lot of work for middle-aged ladies as it is, but it's an elective profession, so to complain is silly because nobody forces you to go into
we're
that.
All professions are elective professions.
Well,
doctors,
I'm saying this one particularly, it's like, oh,
you
I
have
to
get
do
elected
it. I
in
order to
be a
comedian. If I don't try and be an actor, boy, what a loss for the world. It's no loss whatsoever if you minus That's I'm not being self-deprecating, I'm just being pragmatic. If you minus me from the equation, there is no effect to the timeline. Like, you could remove me from entertainment.
Well, you know what? The guy who invested all those millions of dollars in your name would be really bummed.
Oh, that person? No, he would just probably have somebody else's name.
Mark Ruffalo.
Maybe Mark Ruffalo, although Mark Ruffalo has his own social media platforms, I'm certain.
That guy. Yeah. So you did just do the newest Wet Hot American Summer, which is amazing. Has everybody watched
the
show?
So funny.
Was it crazy coming back to something like that after so much time in fact?
It was, the first time it was, because it was like 15 years later. The second time was just 1 year after that one.
Right.
But it's never easy to confront the aging process in that way, although that it is fun. There's actually, I am lobbying for another installation. I actually just had a meeting with David Wayne about this, but I don't seem to be able to generate interest. I think it's okay to talk about this.
Yeah.
But I feel like this one-off hour special called Tin Can Trailer Soldier Spy, which is just a can of vegetables and Gene in the trailer.
That sounds great.
And they find out about a British tin of beans, Heinz beans. Maybe you've seen it in the Who Sell Out, that tin of beans, who was a spy, who was double-crossed. I'm going off Tinker Tailor, so I'm just...
This is so good.
But I just have the desire to see Gene, the can of vegetables in the trailer, and then Matt Berry, who's one of my favorite British comedian actors, voicing the Heinz can of beans, trying to find, to expose the Thatcher government plot that turned him into... I feel this has got legs.
I love it.
I could tell David was being very polite. I even made, because I don't know how to do pitches, I made a photo album with drawings of, and luckily I found the Heinz can of beans, obviously, and I put that, and then I had pictures from that, and then I had a picture of the trailer, and then I also involved the Mossad, and from Israel and Moshe Dayan, and Yul Brynner.
You'll have an immediate scrapbook if
person.
It doesn't even
Moshe
go anywhere.
Dayan. And Yul Brynner.
We will make this happen.
Have a bit of a Google.
The people in this room will make this happen. There are thousands of us here tonight.
Yes.
We will spread the word.
But I just feel like, what would be funnier than having a British tin of beans and a can of vegetables communicating clandestinely?
I mean,
to
the
bring
beans.
Down, because it's what went on with the Thatcher government. It's going to be Zen Star and Zed Star.
Yeah,
Zed, because that's British. But then also, the Israeli one is called Hashem. they're responsible for the toxic waste. They all work together, and that has a lot to do with the kibbutzim. It's a longer pitch. And I even brought it all the way back to the assassination of Julius Caesar. And by the time I had that, honest God, by the time I had the picture of Julius Caesar and toxic waste going over it, and Brutus, David Wayne was like, I've got to go.
I'm suddenly
he was very, very polite about it, but I do feel like...
I think it's going
to happen. I need to see...
I think it's a hit.
First case, you put out a book. What could be better than just Gene in the trailer and two cans, one British and one American? I feel like...
I think the people love it.
It's just an hour. Just an hour. Just a one-off.
Yeah. The development of the can of vegetables was definitely one of the highlights of the most recent series. I mean, it's getting to see the beans, whole story.
Like, it's intimate, because that's all British. We're going back to the miner strikes. Listen to me.
Yeah.
I get into it. We're going back to the miner strikes and Maggie Thatcher and the good toxic goo used to neutralize agitators, as I told David.
What is wrong with him? What's wrong with David Wayne that he's not just like...
I think he was tired.
Giving you a
I
million
think he was tired.
You should fire him and make it.
Yes!
Fire him.
You
yeah,
fire
from
him.
Being in charge.
Well, yeah, that would be... Right, no, actually, he was more interested than Michael Showalter, who is busy directing actual movies starring Julia Roberts. So he was even more tired when I told him about the... The idea.
You know what the bright side is, though? Even if this doesn't go anywhere, you have
this like beautiful, strange scrapbook to pass on.
I do, and it's actually, I gotta say, David was impressed. He'd never been pitched to with a scrapbook with pictures and drawings.
That's a coffee table book. That's a coffee table book if I ever heard of one.
Right.
I would put that on my coffee table.
I haven't heard of a coffee table.
I wish I brought it to show you.
A coffee table?
A coffee table is a table that you can put things on. It's a bit lower than other tables.
Oh, because after you have the coffee, you're just like, I'm so tired.
Well, people don't have coffee on it anymore. I think they just put things on. On it or
it's
rest
mostly
their feet on
for
it.
Books.
Yeah.
Or originally.
The show-off kind of books that that are big.
It used to be, I think, for when you were watching TV and you were drinking your coffee and then you saw something surprising and you would go, and then spit the coffee on
your spit takes and then you just a quick swipe on the coffee table.
And
I
that
see.
Way it doesn't get onto your beautiful
rug,
IKEA
your shag
rug.
Carpet.
Yeah. You don't want that coffee on your IKEA rug.
You know, I always come here thinking we're just going to have a lot of laughs and gab, but I always come away with the lesson.
You always are learning.
Many
a truth
spoken in jest, Guy Fieri.
Guy Fieri. That guy is full of platitudes.
Full of it. He's full of it.
Do you feel like because of Netflix and Amazon and Hulu and Snapchat and everything, like maybe there are more opportunities to make amazing ideas like tin cans talking to each other?
I would think so. Obviously, there's all these avenues are open, and that's why there's better television. That's why when you see the big three networks, ABC, NBC, CBS, these dinosaurs that are still pumping out medical procedurals, legal procedurals, and
the show Quantico,
or just any kind of things where there's a team of crack firefighters or doctors or profilers.
In the case of Grey's Anatomy, for those of you guys who are caught up, both actually currently right now.
Mm-hmm. 300 episodes.
Firefighters and tomorrow night. Can you believe it?
Are you a Grey's fan?
I have to honestly say I haven't really watched that much, but I don't like being manipulated by the soundtrack.
Yeah,
I find it manipulative, and I no offense, Shonda.
All the time.
No offense, Shonda.
She's always watching.
She's a busy bee. She's a busy bee. But that I feel like they sometimes when I've dipped in, gone around the horn.
Yeah.
Once I hear that music, and I'm like, oh, this is how I'm supposed to feel. I'm supposed to feel something.
I love to feel something. I cry every single episode. I can't wait to cry tomorrow night for the 300th time.
Right. I wonder what giant tragedy that's going to require all hands on deck.
We've had three
for all
plane
the
crashes. Two hospital fires. Mm-hmm. Someone died from just being electrocuted. Like, there was a puddle, and they slipped and hit their head, and then they became electrocuted.
Did anybody eat peanut butter accidentally?
No allergy-related deaths, but someone did get crushed by part of a plane.
Oh, my God.
Which in so many ways is similar.
What about fibromyalgia? Is there any fibromyalgia?
The silent killer.
Patients, yes. Doctors, no. And that's one of my biggest notes. I write Shonda every Thursday just saying, tweeting at her, just going like, can we get a fibromyalgia doctor in the house?
I've been writing to her for that same reason, but about Scandal. I'm like, yes, one of these characters needs fibromyalgia.
Yeah, everyone has nerves, and we need a doctor who has nerves that hurt.
Mm-hmm. Representation matters.
Yeah. It's just a generalized pain.
Yeah.
Again, can be used for your identity.
Yes.
Like restless leg syndrome.
Is it real? I think it's real.
I don't think so. But I understand, like, maybe some person's leg. But it's to quantify it. It's just a way to get a prescription pill in you that side effects are worse than the thing that you have.
Mm. And then you get to complain about those, and then that can be your identity.
Some of the side effects of prescription pills will say fatal events. Fatal events have occurred, meaning you die. Fatal events.
That's a fatal event.
Just for your psoriasis. Are you willing to take your psoriasis? You could die. And then also the pills tend to make it worse. And then also, maybe people have discussed this before, but increased gambling. The restless leg syndrome drug.
Yeah, because there's like a dopamine-related thing where you can... Yeah, there's also some gambling side effects of, like, I mean, this is, like, super sad or whatever, but, like, Alzheimer's drugs and things that have to do with memory loss, some of it increases the dopamine receptors in your brain, and so when you win after gambling, it is so much more intoxicating.
No, but I mean,
so
like,
good you chase
if you weren't a gambler, are you then, like, I'm going to Vegas, I'm going until the next season.
I think
like,
a lot
you,
of it, there's
wasn't
a lot of,
in you, but then the drug, the side effect
no,
is,
I think it's people who previously enjoyed gambling
okay.
and can really exacerbate a problem, but there's a lot of online gambling
gambling where you can lose a lot of money. So it's not necessarily that you're going to casinos, but that you spend like 15 hours a day sitting at your computer losing money online. It's really
That's interesting, because I've always wondered what part of the brain is that? Because when it says
it's you're chasing the high of the feeling when you win. It's not that you enjoy the feeling of like taking risks.
So this drug motivates that concept.
Right, and it's so intoxicating, and then you have such a low dip afterwards that you like feel really compelled to chase it.
But what about with your restless legs? Does it make it hard to sit at the slot machines?
Oh my god, it's so hard. You have to like...
Is that why you gamble more? Because your legs are now...
Mm-hmm.
They're not moving and
you
kicking.
Used to be running away from the slot machine.
Right, so now you can sit there longer.
Yep.
Yeah.
I don't mean to make light of this. I'm very sorry, but I actually never knew the connection for increased gambling, and thank you for helping me with that.
I lose money on my computer all day, but it's because I'm shopping. Yes, shopping. I love to shop. I have a problem. It's never enough. I love to online shop. Do you go online for shopping, or is it you go to stores? And you
know what's helpful about online shopping, though, is that if you do have some sorts of social anxiety in which you really detest the experience of speaking with sales associates or asking for things, which is something that I don't like, I like that you can just, like, order things, and I'll order in, like, two different sizes, and it'll be delivered, and I'll try both on at home, and it just is much more comfortable for me than, like, having to wait in a line and having to explain why I have 9 versions of the same shirt. It's like, I know she doesn't care, but she seems like she cares.
I actually have ordered some things off the TV, though. A teeter table.
Oh, yeah.
Cleansing conditioner. It's up to your back where you can hang upside down.
Oh, that's good for you.
You just call 1-800 number. A teeter table. Bare Minerals. I was in on the ground floor of Bare Minerals.
Oh, my God. Congrats. That is actually huge.
And this is way before this.
And you say that the aughts are bad. I mean, come on, give it up for Bare Minerals.
Yes, Bare Minerals.
Wow, thousands of people.
And when cleansing conditioner, I ordered it off the TV.
This is going way back.
Wait, sorry, what's the conditioner?
When cleansing conditioner by Chaz Dean.
Oh, I don't know what any of those words.
It's just like a thick. It's like conditioner. It's just you shampoo that there's no suds. Have you not seen Jenny Garth talk about this on the TV?
No, I haven't.
Alyssa Milano, others. But I hear that it makes your hair fall out. I don't know. That's been leveled at Chaz Dean's empire. I don't know if that's true. Mine just falls out anyway. So I'm not associating it with the...
My hair is always stuck clogging up the drain.
Yeah, me too. That's why I got it at the hardware store.
A thing to catch it.
See, these are the topics that make podcasts such a fascinating medium for people at home listening.
People love to talk about hair and stuck in the drain. I bought one of those things too, but now it just collects all my hair and I never clean it up, and then my showers are now baths.
Well, see, that's your fault. It's a two-way street with the drain. It's a two-way street. You can't just put it in and walk away.
You can't.
It's incumbent upon you.
You have to go underground and shower up.
But I don't understand, because there's so much in, like, when you go to clean the hair, there's so much in the hair that's not hair, and I'm like,
Use a Clorox wipe.
I'm like, why did all these chunks get on my body?
You don't have to touch it. Take a Clorox wipe, and now I know it's not eco-friendly, but I don't have children, so I have some wiggle room in this area. Light carbon footprint for me.
Yeah.
I don't have children because I'm risk-averse. Let's not get into that. It's that simple. But take a Clorox wipe, and all the gunk and hair comes off in one fell swoop.
I love a swoop. You throw it in the trash.
Put it right in the trash.
Why are there so many chunks on our bodies, though? Where do the chunks...
I don't know what you're talking about, truth-wise.
I feel like I'm being gaslit. Because there are definitely chunks on everyone's body.
Like chunks that come off?
You know, like when you look in the drain at your hair that's in the drain...
You're talking about like a goo.
And there's like... There's just product. Like chunks.
That's from conditioner or other products or soap. You're chunks. It's not from your body.
My body doesn't have weird chunks on it that's like...
Well, yours might. I can't speak for you.
Swap right saying, off?
I think your... It's collected product with the hair and water and it... coagulates in the catch-all.
That sounds really smart, but I'm just going to go on. I'm going to continue to assume that I'm...
Just because the chunks are the same color and consistency as my conditioner doesn't mean it's conditioner, you know?
That's really logical.
Yeah, I don't want to be presumptuous, and I hate sweeping narratives as much as the next guy or gal. But I think it is not from your body.
You guys, thank you.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
Because if it was, you'd find chunks then when you took your clothes off or just on the floor.
Right? Yeah, like you unhook your bra.
Right,
and
so
all the chunks
you're only
fall out.
Seeing chunks in the one place.
Wow, that is scientific
How
reasoning.
Have you been
right
swimming?
There.
Have you been swimming ever?
I've been swimming, but I've never opened up the drain area, so I don't know. Maybe it's full of chunks.
Right, but you've never noticed a trail of chunks or other swimmers
no.
going, "What the?"
No.
Right?
No, no one in the pool where I was swimming has ever been like, "Whoa, chunks!"
Right? Because that's because they're not because you don't have chunks.
Because I have chunks in my body. This is honestly incredibly a nightmare.
And I feel like this is maybe a little late in the game to ask. What do you mean by chunks?
Okay, I feel like I already explained myself, but sometimes when there's a ton of hair in the drain,
no, we
look,
understand the hair
you
part.
Look in the hair and in the big clumps of hair, there are just
there's coagulated product. It is not chunks from your body.
What part of your body did you think they were coming from?
I don't know, my butt.
Well, that's a whole
could be body
issue.
Chunks.
That's
yeah,
a whole lot.
Now you're like, oh, maybe they are chunks.
And granted, we do slough off skin. You've
we
heard
do.
The statistic about dust that Guy Fieri talks about. and you exfoliate and things mm-hmm. of that nature, and then your almond scrub and your walnut
right.
scrub gets in the...
You so I hate those mornings, like, every few months... Where you, like, wake up and you get out of bed and your whole, like, last layer of skin is just there. And you're just like, I guess it was time.
You have to do that twice a year. You have to do that twice a year.
Like Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Mm-hmm.
In the version with Nicole Kidman, which she was peeling in the bathroom of the...
Peeling off all of her skin.
Just peeling off the mm-hmm. skin, and they bought it. They bought it.
Suckers.
People watching her, but she was just peeling. But that would be nice if you could just, like a snake or something.
Yeah.
Your exoskeleton. But would it be a skeleton? Your exodermis.
Your exobones.
I think your bones you're going to want to keep. But I think it would be good to shed a couple of layers of skin so it's fresh.
I Marie Kondo'd some of my bones. Not all of them could be dry.
Which bones did you choose to get rid of?
Oh, the fat ones.
I think some of our bones...
The rib cage.
I think some of our bones are extra. Do you agree? Like
the what bones?
Some of our bones are extra.
Like maybe. Superfluous, yeah.
I feel like you only need one.
Well, there is
shoulder.
A lot of bones in the foot. There's like
so
110
many.
Bones in the foot.
But those are so cute.
They're
tiny. They're so itty bitty.
But like, I pop up like a little piece of candy.
It's not like Jenga though. Like, I think if you had one fewer bone in your foot, I don't think your whole foot would like topple over and.
No, and people actually break or fracture the bones of their foot a lot and don't really know about it.
It's so messed up that you can't do anything about it. You're just like well, I guess
toe,
I broke
you just
part
duct tape
foot.
It to the next toe till it.
Yeah, that's
better.
You give it a buddy toe. That's what it's called.
A bloody toe?
A buddy toe. Oh my god, you always have blood on the brain. It's so messed up.
I just love blood.
Yeah, we know, Dakota. Halloween's over, you spooky bitch.
I'm incredibly spooky.
Yeah, without the face and all that.
Yeah, it's because I don't have a face. Just a bloody wound.
It's so amazing that you can keep your glasses on and speak so well without a face.
They're attached.
We put some of her extra bones from her foot and her face just kind of to help it structurally.
You know how Eve was made out of one of Adam's ribs?
Right, of course.
My dad was made out of my foot. It's a very close parallel, really.
Well, yeah, because your foot was transplanted from a man. So in a lot
exactly.
of ways, it is like taking the bone from the man foot and putting it in it with the female face.
I also hate apples, but love snakes. So really,
you
hate
all apples, even a Granny Smith? Because I can understand hating those ones that are shaped like a tooth, that
mm-hmm.
are mealy.
I like a green.
Are they a Macintosh? Is that a Macintosh?
A Macintosh.
I think it's a
What is the longer apple that's like a tooth shape?
Red apple.
A red apple.
Is that an apple? And I think
delicious.
You go yellow really fast?
Yeah.
Those are gross. I like a tart.
Yes, a tart apple. Smith.
I like a Honey Crisp.
I like a Honey Crisp. I like a Fuji. I like
Fuji's
a,
can be.
I like
good,
a
yeah.
Gala. A Gala apple.
I love a Gala.
Oh, have you ever tried Red Jacket Orchard apple juice?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's good.
Agnostic about apple. I'll tell you something. Listen, this is important. I was agnostic about apple juice. I could take it or leave it. Because I was just thinking Martinelli's.
For kids, yeah.
Red Jacket Orchard.
What about apple it is
juice.
So good?
It is. Here's. It's. When I drink it at night with the refrigerator door open from the container, I will say to no one, oh my God, this is so good. And I do it every night. It's so good. It is like eating the most delicious, and they have strawberry apple, they have grape, they have cranberry. Oh, it's Jacket Orchard from upstate New York, Geneva, New York, I think.
Do they have commercials? Because I feel like you should.
I would do it. And they sell it at Whole Foods also, but they sell it at Green Markets and different things. Red Jacket.
No,
you
seen
think
it
you don't like
apple
it. Juice or that you're
on the fence.
Red Jacket Orchard apple juice.
Wow.
It's like eating
so good.
A delicious, crisp, refreshing
apple.
So
it's
from the tree of knowledge.
You sold me. I'm going to leave right now and go get it.
Yeah, and it's moderately priced when you get it at the Green Market.
$17.
No, you can get 3 decent bottles for $8.
That's
at
good.
The
That's
Green
great.
Market, not at Whole Foods.
Don't go home.
Do you eat really healthy?
I absolutely do not, but I drink a lot of apple juice.
That's
all that matters.
That's what matters, that you just get that sugar.
Well, I don't know. It's just apples, which I guess is fruit sugar, right?
Yeah, but I mean, that's like natural sugar.
Well, it makes me
gorgeous.
Feel like I'm doing something good. But I am unfortunately not a health nut. I know you can't tell by looking at me. You're like, what? You? With your cement-colored skin? I am. Whatever you can do wrong, I tend to do it.
The food goes in the
And I refuse to drink 8 glasses of water a day. I refuse.
No, I think that's
I refuse
too much.
To drink 8 glasses of water a day. I will not strengthen my core, and I have a bad back, because that'll show them. I also will starve myself all day and then stuff as much food in my face super fast as I can right before bed.
I'm so glad that you read the Scientific American. It makes you so well-rounded as a person.
It's a system that I'm comfortable with, and I'm loathe to break patterns. I'm attached to patterns.
But it seems like it's working for you.
No, it used to work better. As I get older, there's a thickness and a pulling of the pants that I'm not comfortable with. But that is a function, I think, of age more so. But it was something I discovered after I quit drinking in 2000. I was like, I'm just going to eat once a day, but it can be anything I want. And because I don't want to do portion control. It's labor intensive and it's nonsense. Any asshole can do that, right?
Right.
No offense, but I
not
I just,
everyone can.
Also, it's unsatisfying. Like never, only like nothing
your
bigger
fist.
Than your fist or whatever. Then I don't want it. I feel like if I can't have all of it, then I don't want any of it.
I can't fit
sense?
My fist in my mouth.
So messed
But it's
up.
Just too.
No, it's
there's
not
the point of eating just till you're like.
You want the experience of eating a full meal, but you'll just do it once a day.
But just once a day, but it can be anything I want, and it's usually right before bed.
that causes the acid reflux.
No, it doesn't, but actually, and this sounds strange, and I know people won't believe it, but if you, I smoke quite a bit. That's the good news. I smoke quite a bit, and I drink lots of Red Bull and tea and stuff during the day, and over the years, my body has, I have... It just, it's easy if you're a smoker and also drink lots of liquids during the day.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you should do this. I'm just saying that. And
we're
then,
all going to get that apple juice and we're all going to.
And it worked really well in the year 2000. Like I lost a bunch of weight that year and then I've never let go of that system, even though it's not ideal.
I don't know, you look
That's
amazing.
That's how we feel about late capitalism.
Yeah, late capitalism.
It was working for a while.
If it ain't broke.
Don't fix it.
I think the robber barons had it right. The robber barons.
What were they doing?
They were just
They were eating 3 meals a day, I'll tell you that much.
I think oligarchies are the way to go. I'm not quite sure what that even means. I know when we talk of Russia, we talk about oligarchies.
It's a group of people.
Sure, but it's so different from the American system of the 1% and the Russian system of oligarchs. I don't know what
The Russian oligarchs are the 1%.
My ignorance, but I don't know why we only say oligarch, and I don't know why we only talk about stolen elections when they're foreign. That journalists refuse to examine them here.
Mm-hmm. But well, they try, but they wipe the machines in Georgia, and then we're just like, oops.
Oh, wow.
Right. Apparently it's not that big a deal, the software. Because, you know, I'm being sincere now. I don't believe a Republican has won legally since Bobby Kennedy was shot. I'm being totally sincere. And through rolling back the voting rights, gerrymandering, redistricting, intimidation, lying, and also the only
voter suppression.
It's because Republican conservatives know that the only way they can win since the late 60s, especially because they don't represent the majority of people, is by theft. At least, I don't know if that's consoling, at least they know that it has to be duplicitous. And people say, that's crazy. I don't believe Ronald Reagan won in a landslide. I don't. And I feel like it's a mythology that McGovern got trounced because it would be bad for the political system status quo to know that McGovern was very popular. Stuff like that. Again, have a bit of Google. You're very young. Or to characterize Carter as a failure. All these things. Anybody that's progressive must be besmirched and destroyed, right? Mm-hmm. Because that's bad for business.
Daddy says that all the time.
And George W. Bush did not win. Antonin Scalia installed George W. Bush illegally.
Bernie Sanders didn't win the primary.
No, Bernie Sanders.
Bertie Sanders. That might have been why you didn't.
Bertie. Are you talking about Bertram Sanders?
Bertram
is a great-great-great-grandnephew of Miss Havisham.
Miss Havisham.
Oh, gosh. That feels like the perfect full circle.
It does.
Just say thank you guys so much for coming. Thank you to the New York Comedy.
Thank you.
Thank you to Tanique Garofalo.
Thank you.
Thank you to our sold-out cabin.
Now be careful getting out the exit. So many of you. Don't crush. Don't push.
We have another show right here on November 16th.
Sold out with
Cola Scola for Brooklyn Pod Fest. You guys absolutely should come. And then we have another show on December 13th at Littlefield that is with special guest Alyssa Mastromonaco. So who is the deputy chief of staff for Barack Obama. Ever heard of him?
Yeah, ever heard of that guy? Probably not. Millennials.
Guys, thank you so much for coming. Thank you again to Jean. And guys, have a safe night.
Bye.
Feral Audio.
I can't believe how cold it is. It's so cold.
Are you fucking serious?
Don't you fucking take your cell phone and look at me so
nauseous. Now you think so.
As a branch of the United States government, it is the mission of the National Security Agency to assess and flag citizens of the country who may present a threat to its security. The NSA has clearance to wiretap by any means necessary.
Tapped. Incidental recordings of private conversations from the files of the NSA.
Now on feralaudio.com.